From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An Islamic State leader is killed in a coalition airstrike in Syria. A coalition spokesman, Colonel Steve Warren, said in a news briefing Tuesday that Sharafe al-Muadan was killed last week, December 24th, and he said others also were killed.
Over the past month, we've killed 10 ISIL leadership figures with targeted airstrikes, including several external attack planners, some of whom are linked to the Paris attacks. Others had designs on further attacking the West.
Warren said Sharafe al-Muadan had direct links to the alleged ringleader of last month's terrorist attacks in Paris. The Obama administration says there is what it called a marked and troubling increase in civilian casualties in Syria since Russia began airstrikes in September. Human rights groups report hundreds of civilians have been killed by Russian missile strikes. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi visited Ramadi Tuesday after government forces recaptured the government compound there. Iraqi state television reported that the prime minister was in Ramadi but offered no details. Global health authorities are declaring Guinea free of Ebola. The designation leaves only Liberia still waiting for an official end to the epidemic. Prosecutors in Belgium said Tuesday police arrested two people suspected of planning holiday terrorist attacks in Brussels. They said investigators found evidence pointing to the threat of serious attacks on several places on New Year's Eve. The arrests happened Sunday and Monday after searches near Brussels and Liège turned up military-style uniforms and Islamic State propaganda. This is VOA News. The Central African Republic will hold national elections Wednesday aimed at restoring democratic rule after years of violence and instability. The transitional government had delayed the election several times to deal with technical difficulties. 30 candidates are competing for the presidency. Officials say UN peacekeepers will be deployed to sensitive regions and hundreds of police will patrol other areas. Burkina Faso has a new leader for the first time in 30 years. Roch Marc Kabore took the oath of office on Tuesday in a ceremony in Ouagadougou. His swearing-in comes 14 months after former President Blaise Compaoré was overthrown in a mass uprising. Turkey's president visits Saudi Arabia Tuesday to meet with his Saudi counterpart for talks expected to focus on Turkey's support for the Saudi military. We get more from Dorian Jones.
The Syrian civil war is expected to be top of the agenda of talks between Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Saudi King Salman. The two countries are among the strongest backers of Syrian rebels fighting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Turkey faces high tensions with Moscow since last month's downing of a Russian bomber by Turkish jets. The Turkish president is expected to be looking for Saudi assistance in his efforts to reduce Turkey's dependency on Russian energy. But Erdogan also has something to give. He's supporting the Saudi initiative of an Islamic military coalition to fight terrorism. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Georgia's parliament has confirmed the country's former top diplomat, Georgi Kvirkashvili, as prime minister. The confirmation comes less than a week after the abrupt resignation of his predecessor. By a vote of 86-28, Georgian lawmakers approved Kvirkashvili late Tuesday and confirmed his cabinet choices. That vote is expected to be affirmed by the nation's president this week. A suicide blast in Mardan, Pakistan, has left at least 26 people dead and more than 20 wounded. The blast in the city northwest of Islamabad occurred outside the door of a government office called the National Database and Registration Authority. That agency is responsible for issuing national identity cards. U.S. President Barack Obama will host Colombia's President Juan Manuel Santos at the White House in February. The visit will come just weeks before Colombia's deadline to finalize a peace agreement with FARC rebels. About 50 Philippine protesters, most of them students, have landed on a remote island in the South China Sea. They're trying to draw attention to what they say is a growing Chinese encroachment in the area. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.